time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
What's this? Dom Nicastro here. How's it going, everybody? We are here on msonewsports.com. We're here every single week. I keep saying we. It's me. Just I. I'm here. Of course, we got Danny Martin. Hello, Danny, in the background, doing his thing, producing the show. He's been with us since we were in the 104.9 FM days. But it is the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. We're a weekly show, and I'll tell you what. Lots of movement in the rankings for Merrimack Valley. Still remains one of the top softball conferences for sure. Baseball's not so bad. So we'll check in on those at the end of the show. First, though, we're going to have our guest, and it's coming from one of those great softball programs, the Methuen softball coach. That's going to be a lot of fun. They are starting to pick it up, get on a little bit with a bit of a winning streak here, and he'll tell us all about that. So it's going to be exciting. He also reflects on some of the girls who've gone on and picked up spots on college softball team, excuse me. And we will get to that in the first segment and then follow that up with the Merrimack Valley Sports Report for spring, which will get into the ranking. So let me step aside and move aside for our first guest, our Methuen softball coach. After him, Merrimack Valley Sports Spring Report.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here with our one and only guest today. It's going to be Methuen softball coach Jason Smith. What's going on, coach?
Nothing. How are you?
Good, thank you. Long day for you, late start for Methuen. At the time of this recording, it was Monday, May 6th, and the win came against Haverhill 12-2, improved you guys to 7-5. Little bit of a streak here. Is it more than two in a row so at this moment?
Yeah, we three now. We nice. Won Wednesday and Friday last week, and then obviously today, so runs the winning streak to three, and kind of righted the ship a little bit. We've played well at times. There's been some times where we haven't played so well, but you know, the last three games have been good for the team and good for morale. So hopefully we can keep the momentum running, you know, going in the right direction.
Yeah, with the 4-5 start versus the last three games, you know, what's the big difference specifically? What's improving the most?
Well, you know, in that stretch, we played some tough teams. Like, there's no question about that. You know, we played North Andover, who's, you know, won again today, and they're still undefeated. We played Tewksbury in that stretch. We played Central in that stretch, and we played a pretty good Tingsboro team. So, you know, it's definitely, you know, good competition that we were facing. But, you know, I think we're starting to figure out, how, you know, that our lineup is coming together at the right time. It's been a struggle a little bit to try to find the right pieces in the right place. You know, last year, you know, with some of the seniors that graduated and obviously, you know, T being in our lineup, Tiana East Santiago, who is out for the year with a ACL injury. She, you know, she was a big part of what we did last year, and you know, we miss her offense, we miss her defense, but also where she fits into the lineup, everybody else kind of fits in around her. There's a couple people now that are I would say in the same spot that they would have been in if she was there, but everybody else kind of has to now be slotted somewhere else. And it's taken a little bit of time for us to try to kind of figure out the right combination. It's been tough, but I think the last three games that's been part of it is figuring that out and everybody kind of gelling a little bit together.
Yeah. And, you know, you kind of like casually mentioned, like, we've played some tough competition, you know, in the last couple of games. And then you look at the three games you had there were against the number four team and the number two team in the state and the number one team in the state in the other division. Yep. That's the valley for you. These are regular conference games, and you might as well be in like the top of a top Massachusetts tournament.
In Tingsboro, I think is in the top three in their division as well. So, you know, this seems to be an every year thing for us and in the conference in general. The Merrimack Valley is, you know, in so many sports is so competitive top to bottom. And this year is no different. You know, you're going to get everybody's best game every single time out. And, you know, there really are no days off. Every game can be a struggle, and you know, it's high school softball. So sometimes you don't know, you know, what you're going to get from your own team some days, but you know, that's kind of the nature of playing in the Merrimack Valley, but we wouldn't want it any other way. I think, you know, again, top to bottom, it's probably the best conference in the state. And I'd argue that with pretty much anyone.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you saw it firsthand in the tournament last year, you know, make the quarters, then you run into Central, you know, and then the year before that, well, you had a great run. I mean, these last 3 years, coach, I mean, quarters, 2021. Final Four 2022, 2023 quarters. So, you know, giving some respect to those other teams, but let's face it, Methuen is in the conversation as well.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We've worked really hard to build a good solid program in Methuen, and we try to represent the town and the school as best as we can.
Absolutely. And, you know, I had the pleasure of catching up with the sister pair at St. Anselm's, the Tardunos, right?
Yes.
Brooke and Steph, right?
Yes, yes.
So we had them on the air a few weeks ago, and, you know, Steph's a junior and Brooke's a freshman, right?
Yep.
And, man, Steph's doing some great things, obviously, in her career. And then Brooke just comes on. It's like nothing's ever changed. She just goes in and starts making an impact right away.
Yeah. They are not only phenomenal softball players, but they're phenomenal kids. It's, you know, that's they've helped build, and they were a huge part of building our program to where it is. You know, they've been along with a ton of other girls, but they, you know, they've been a big part of what we've done the last several years, and we certainly miss them. But I had a chance to see and talk with Brooke. She stopped by a game 2 weeks ago, and, you know, talked about, you know, missing high school softball, just, you know, missing her teammates, because she was, you know, really close with a lot of the girls that are still here. And but we certainly follow them and you know, hope that they, you know, wish them the best, and I know they'll do great things at St. Ace.
Yeah, I know it's hard to keep up because, you know, you're so focused on the girls that are still in high school, but is there any other that top of mind that are doing some cool things outside of Methuen, or the Tarduno sisters in the spotlight alone?
Well, I will say, you know, one comes to the top of my head is Avery Nelson, who was a catcher for us a couple years ago. She's now a sophomore, well, about to be probably a junior, I think, but she's earned the starting catcher role at Regis. You know, she was like the heart and soul of our team for a couple years. She's a kid that just kind of filled in wherever we needed her one year, and then when she had an opportunity to take that catching spot, she grabbed it and didn't let go. And I think she's doing the same up at Regis. And she came by you know, and stopped by the other night for our win on Friday night against Drake. Kelsey McGonigal, a former pitcher. She's now a teacher in Methuen. But she, you know, she was a big part of what we did. Another one who sat up behind home plate watching the game the other night, Heather McLaughlin, who was a huge part of our 2015 team. So it's always, you know, awesome to see, you know, the alumni come back. And, you know, we have one who did well a couple years ago, McKenna Donovan, who was had a torrid run in that Final Four run and had an amazing game against King Philip. She's actually comes back in her time, volunteers and helps out the JVs and works with them. And you know, so it's just nice to see them, to have them come back and be supportive and, you know, in McKenna's case, obviously, you know, give back and help out the program.
Nice. Who are the captains for you this year? How are they contributing?
So, Tiana East, T is, it says a lot about her. She was, even though she's injured, she was unanimously voted captain by her teammates. And she, you know, leads in different ways, you know, on the bench, and she's a vocal leader. She's there every practice that she doesn't have PT. And, so she does, a lot of that, you know, cheering from the bench and getting them all pumped up.
Is there a Kirk Gibson pinch hit in the tournament in her future? Maybe
unfortunately,
she doesn't have to run it out.
No, unfortunately, I don't think so. I don't want to put that, pressure on her to try to rush back too soon, but cause she's got a career ahead of her. She's, signed to play next year at UMass Lowell.
Oh, awesome.
So she's, you know, she's got plenty of softball in her future. So, and then my other three captains, all of which are playing in college next year, Ari Baez, our third baseman, who is, swinging the bat extremely well going into the game today. She was hitting 500 and leading the team in RBIs. She's going to play at Fitchburg next year. One of our pitchers, Mackenzie Urell, she got the win again today. I think that's her fifth win of the season. She's pitching at NEC next year. And then our shortstop, she was our second baseman last year, but she switched over to her natural position of shortstop. But that's Kylie Coleman. And cool thing for Kylie, Kylie's going to go to and play at Merrimack next year. But a really awesome thing, she got her 100th hit today in the game against Haverhill. So we kind of stopped the game real quick and grabbed the ball. It was away, so we didn't do our ceremony until afterwards. But it's pretty impressive for somebody to get their 100 hits. You know, if you're playing all 4 years at the varsity level, that says something in and of itself. But to be able to average essentially 25 hits a year for 4 years is something. And she did it with a shortened year in there when we had the modified schedule coming off of COVID. So but we still have 8 regular season games left, so I think Kylie's got she's got several hits still left in that high school career. So
and the one captain you mentioned that was going to Fitchburg, that will be a Methuen reunion because Coach
Krista Ciccolini.
We had her on the air too. It must be something we were doing. I gotta spread the love a little bit. I'm getting too many Methuen people in here, but you guys are somehow the most on my radar right now. But yeah, Carissa was great to talk to. She's got, you know, her assistant coach there, it was from Danvers, and she played at Dean College and stuff. Yep. So they have a nice little duo there, which is cool. But yeah, she'll be it'll be a reunion up there. That's
Carissa
cool.
is going to do a great job there at Fitchburg, and she will be very happy with Ari as a player. Works really, really hard. She's grown so much over the 4 years that she's been with us. A kind, giving person, and a good teammate. So Chris is getting a good one, and I'm sure she'll be very happy with what Ari can bring to the team.
Yeah, and we know, Coach, that rankings and power rankings and strength of schedule will get you in the tournament, no question about it. But I'm sure goal number one is creeping up, and that's win number 10.
Talked about that. Yep. We talked about that today after the game, and discussed the fact that it's different now with the power rankings and with the top 32 kind of automatically getting in. But we talked about wanting to get in on our own, making sure that we continue that streak, which is in the 20s now. We've made the tournament every year since 2001. Consecutively, minus obviously a COVID year in there. I joined the program in, I believe, 2000 as an assistant. I was an assistant for several years, but we've made the tournament every year since 2001. And that's really something special, something that we make sure that the girls understand the importance of that. And we talked about it again today after the game about, making sure that you put yourself in the best position to get into the tournament, but we wanted to try to do it on our own and not just rely solely on, those power rankings and getting in that way.
Yeah. What's the standard, the pedestal for finishes for Methuen in the tournament? I'm sure the final four in 22 was up there.
Yeah. So that was 2019, we made it to the state finals and lost 2-1 to Wachusett. So that one
it's still burning in your sight right now.
Oh yeah, I can still see
every inning
of those plays back in my mind. So the 2019 team was phenomenal. 2020, that team was poised to come back and do great things, and then obviously we got wiped out by COVID. And 2015 still is one of my favorites because that's the first year that we won. Back then, that's when we won the North. That was the first year that we won the North sectional title and made it to the semis against Silver Lake, who was in Division One at the time. And it was really special in 2019 because we lost that game against Silver Lake in Taunton. We went back to Taunton in 2019 to play and beat Bridgewater Raynham in just a phenomenal game. 2015, 2019, 2020, what'd you say? 2022, right? It was the final four. Yeah. So, those three are certainly, all right there at the top of the list.
Yeah. Do you remember 2019? Was that do they have like all the finals and one site back to back to back kind of thing, or they do it differently? Do you remember?
So I want to say, they did. Bill Ricca played in front of us. I'm almost positive, but I can't, that was, might've been Division Two. Because when we played Wachusett, I can remember them coming off the field before, but I'm not 100% positive on that schedule.
The only reason I'm asking is personal reason, because my cousin John Nicastro was a coach of Gloucester softball, and he led them to a state finals in that in 2019, I think. And I was just wondering if you caught a little of the Gloucester game.
I'm almost positive it was Bill Ricca that was ahead of us, and I can't remember who they played. But it was like, it was kind of cool because it was another MVC team right ahead of us. And I do remember hearing about the Gloucester team, but I don't think they were the ones ahead of us in that time.
Gotcha. Yeah, it was a big deal for them. That was like probably the one and only, one and only finals appearance for the Fishermen back then. But he has since moved on, but he had a good little career there, my cousin. Yeah. You know, lastly, Coach, looking at these eight games, you know, coming up at the time of this interview, is it mostly, I'm assuming it's mostly Valley games, but do you have some non-leaguers in the mix?
Yeah, we actually have four non-league games. So next Monday, we have a home game against Westford Academy, who typically is always, we played them last year. They're typically always good competition. It would fit very well, I think, in the Merrimack Valley. They're the, you know, that kind of team. Yeah. And then in, I believe, two Mondays, a week after next, we have another game, a home game, but against Lincoln Sudbury, who is right at the top of Division One. And they have a phenomenal pitcher, so that will be a good test. Then always Memorial Day weekend, we host our own tournament, the Methuen Invitational. So technically, even though we have some MVC teams in that tournament, those are our non-league games. Yeah. We will get another crack at North Andover in the first round. In the other game, Andover and Amesbury are going to play. And Amesbury won the tournament last year, but Amesbury obviously is always a super strong team. They have a phenomenal pitching. They played Central last week to they lost, but it was 3-0. It was a tight game. So again, regardless of division, like those good teams, right? It's all about, you know, good softball and preparing yourself. And it's been that way for a bunch of years now, where that tournament, our tournament, I think has been a real good primer, a real good lead up to the actual tournament. It's that kind of softball that's gonna, you know, make you better and get you playing hopefully the right way at the right time.
Yeah, it's huge to get those on the sked. I mean, Lincoln Sudbury, you were mentioning, I mean, at the time of the latest rankings, at the time of our conversation, they were undefeated, Lincoln Sudbury.
Yep.
So I don't know if they've looked since, but like, wow.
Yeah. So it, you know, it's about testing yourself, and you know, it's always good to see what you can do against good out of conference opponents. And with the new format of the state tournament, you know, you don't know who you're going to see. There's been several years in the past when we played in the North where we would run into a Merrimack Valley Conference team early or late or both. And now it's not, you know, we unfortunately did last year, but it's not as likely, and it's you know, it's good to test yourself against those out of conference teams.
Yeah, what a shark tank Division One is. I mean, I'm looking at the rankings, and you know, Wachusett's at the top. This is the second to last most rankings here. Wachusett Central, Peabody. Now people forget about Peabody. I mean, that little North Shore friend of ours is in the mix because of Betancourt, their pitcher. She's insane. No.
Nobody should forget about Peabody. Like I have not forgotten about them. We got knocked out by them the year that's, I would say, 2021, I believe, the year that we had the shortened season. And we had an odd kind of end of the season tournament. We were lucky to have a tournament, but we ended up losing a tight game at their place that year, and she's still there. So I have not forgotten about them.
Yeah. Would there be any freshmen that played that year that are now seniors from the 21 team?
Yeah. All of them. Kylie, Ari, Mackenzie.
Wow.
He was on that team. But in terms of prominent roles, those three, Kenzie, Kylie and Ari were all in the starting lineup and played against Peabody in that year.
Yeah, they've been in high pressure games, man, of the tournament. Yeah. That could only pay dividends to, you know, when the girls get into the tournament this year. Inevitably, there's going to be some tense moments. You know, everything's heightened, obviously, in the tournament. But having those veterans there to say, hey, listen, it's the first inning. You know, we got this. Awesome. Jason Smith, the Methuen softball. We can't thank you enough. Big, long day for you. Thanks for ending it. Hopefully you can end it with us.
Oh, I got to We got to prepare. We actually moved the game from Wednesday to tomorrow. We moved the next game because of weather. The weather's supposed to be pretty cruddy on Wednesday. So we moved our Bill Ricker game from Wednesday to Tuesday. So we're right back at it tomorrow. So no rest for the weary.
No, big one there for sure. All right. Well, Coach, thanks for joining us and best of luck.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Chat soon.
Thank you, Tom.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. We are back talking about spring sports, our spring sports report, and we're going to get right into the ranking and waste no time. Baseball. So Division One for baseball, Central Catholic is in a solid spot at number 12 at 7-4, according to the latest rankings, right ahead of Valley partner North Andover, who checks in at 9-4. 17-18 is Lawrence Chelmsford. And that's it. We're only going to do top 20. For this. So you got to be top 20 to get into the big time Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, right? All right. Division Two, Bill Ricker looking pretty good at 9-4 at 7. And that's the lone team in the top for that. Division Three, we'll check a few teams over here like Low Catholic. They're always competitive in baseball. 10-3 at number 11. Shawshene Valley Tech is 11-2 at the 13 seed. And that'll do it for top 20 in outward region. All right, let's move on to softball. Division One, Central Catholic, 8-1, number 3, your top team. North Andover right behind at number 4. Chelmsford, 9-10-3. Methuen, as we talked to their coach, 7-5 after Tuesday of this week. And, well, after Monday, I should say. They're number 11. And, checking in for top 20 spots. That's it for Division One. Let's head over to two, where your top team is no longer Tewksbury. It's Westfield. So Tewksbury, I believe, was in that top spot before, but they're number 2 now at 10-2. Closing in on Westfield, though, for sure. And that's it. Tewksbury stands alone in that division. Let's check Division Three real quick. We're going to have to go to Greater Low Tech. Softball at number 12 at 7-2. Not a bad position to be in. That's a tough division for sure. That's it for softball. How about a little boys lacrosse action? Anyone making noise in the Division One circles? It's Andover, 5-2, 6 seed. Central is 7-5 at 15. And that'll do it for your top 20 Valley teams. Boys lacrosse, Division Two, Bill Ricker, always making a move, 7-4, number 5. And they are joined by no other Valley teams there. We'll check Division Three just in case. And you've got Drakett sitting at number 9 at 7-3 for boys lacrosse. Not bad, Drakett, top 10. Gotta love it. How about girls lacrosse? What's happening over there for Division One? Well, a lot. Number 1-3, Central and North Andover. Combined record of 23-4. That puts Central at 12-1. North Andover 11-3. And Andover is 6-7, losing record, but in the top 5. Shows you how good the Valley is, right? 3 out of the top 5 teams are Valley-based, and 4 out of the top 10 are Valley-based because Chelmsford holds the number 10 spot in the latest rankings at 7-6. This is Division I girls lacrosse, by the way, in case you didn't know, you know. All right, Division II. We are going to have to go down to 14 for 4-9 Billerica, and that's it. That's your top 20 team right there for that division. That should cover it, yes. So Valley teams obviously making their mark in a lot of sports. Girls lacrosse there, super, super job in softball. I mean, so girls lacrosse and softball, man, do we have good chances to see some Final Four appearances, maybe even some state titles for the good old girls teams in the Valley. So we'll see what happens. All right, everyone, thanks for joining us. Thanks for our guest sponsors, everybody at MSNewsSports.com and Kelly Media, who runs the ship. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week.